people play the game of who's the greatest baseball player ever. Some say Ruth, some say others. Don't waste your time asking that question in front of Red Shandy's. Red will tell you, they're the greatest player ever. And what he has done is it made us all grow up a little bit when we talk about our friends. Nobody says, I like Stan Musial. They all say, I love Stan Musial.
That's the wrong speech. Thanks, Jack. I always feel better with a bat in my hand instead of this mic. But thanks, Governor Canahan and Speaker Goff for their kind remarks, and appreciate the legislature of Missouri for this wonderful honor and tribute. There have been a lot of nice things said about me here today, but I'm going to tell you about a record that nobody knows about that I held. I came to the plate 11,000 times. I got 3,630 hits, but I also made 7,000 outs, and that was a record. So when I talk to young aspiring ball players, I tell them this story, that anybody that can make 7,000 outs and get into the Hall of Fame, there's a chance for everybody. I was kind of hoping that this induction would have been postponed for about 10 or 12 years, and that way I wouldn't have to make a speech today. You know, I came to St. Louis back in 1941. Just in a couple of days, it would have been 59 years that I came to St. Louis. And little did I realize that I would be here playing for the St. Louis Cardinals 22 years. That's a long time. Seriously, I'm glad it happened this way, because my family and all you friends could be part of the ceremonies. I see a lot of my friends out here from the 40s, from the 50s, to the 60s, to the 70s, and I appreciate you all coming to be part of this ceremonies. I regret that Mr. Musial couldn't come, but she sends her best. And Lil was always loving and caring and sharing and raising her children through the years. She loved baseball, and she loved St. Louis. And even now, she gets excited when Mark McGuire comes to the plate. Now, I'd like to introduce some of my family members who are here. My children are here. Dick and his wife, Sharon. Our daughter, Jerry Ashley from San Francisco. Jerry. Canada and their, Janet and Dr. Schwartz, excuse me, Doc, Janet. And my daughter Jean Edmonds and her children Andrew and Lindsay. I want to tell you about Andrew and Lindsay. This week, they both had the hat trick in soccer. I was fortunate enough to know five members of the Hall of Fame of Missourians here in this, five of them. First was President Truman. I have several pictures with President Truman through the years, and as we all know, he's a great president, a great friend of Missouri. I had a couple of occasions to be with Thomas Hart Benton through the years. My friend Ewing Kaufman from the Kansas City team, because he was I was in baseball in those days, and I used to see him and his wife often. When baseball went to the West Coast, there was a fellow from St. Louis running Walt Disney's productions out there, and every time we went out there, that he took us to dinner and lunch rather with Walt Disney. And the last gentleman is in the hall here was Walter Cronkite. And I've been with several times with Walter Cronkite. He was a great friend of James Michener's, and I got to meet him through the years. Well, I want to talk about my friends of many years, many, many years through the baseball years. My friend Bob Bragg from the Post-Dispatch, he traveled with us for 25 years. He knew all about baseball and about the Cardinals. And Bob always kept me abreast of when I was getting 2,000 hits. He calculated and said, Stan, if you get so many hits in the next 5 years, you can get to 3,000. Well, back in my mind, it was far away, because when you think of 3,000 hits, that's 200 hits for 15 years. That's a lot of hitting. but Bob Bragg always kept me abreast. He said, you're going to do it, you can do it, and you can do it. So, Bob, nice to have you here. Terrific, terrific. Of course, I can't say enough for Red. We were roommates together for 10 years. Red loved baseball. That's all he wanted to do, play baseball, as I did when we were young. Red had a great career. Had the best hands I've seen any ball player in the infield. Been 50 years or more in the Cardinal uniform. We had a great year there in 57 when we won the Pennant World Series, 67 when the Pennant World Series. Our families were together for all these years, 50 years or longer, and Colleen and I enjoyed your singing today. Of course, I can't say enough about Harry Carey. He was the voice of the Cardinals for 25 years. He traveled with us, promoted us, talked baseball. Everybody around Missouri, Tennessee, Oklahoma, they knew Harry. He did a great job for the Cardinals through all these years. And of course, I can't say enough for my friend Jack Buck, what he does for the Cardinals, the St. Louis, the area. Jack never says no. And Jack, we love you. When I announced my retirement, I was going to make one trip around the league. And every time I came to the city, they had a ceremony for me. And Jack was the master of ceremonies generally. And they would present me with a token of appreciation here and there. And every time I looked around, Jack was crying. And Jack has a great personality, a great heart, and he does wonders for our St. Louis Cardinals through the years. Now I want to thank the press for all these many, many years of singing my praises. And the sports writers and photographers of St. Louis, the writers made our fans better fans because they were always said something good about the ball players, something good about the team. Very seldom you see anything negative. So I give the writers of St. Louis a lot of credit for helping make great fans throughout the state of Missouri and the surrounding states. One thing about we old ball players was this. We always took time out to promote the game of baseball. We loved baseball. We went to the hot stove leagues. We would sign autographs. I would remember those days, Red and I, particularly on the weekends, when a lot of youngsters were out of town and wanted our autograph. Red and I used to sitting in our car and sign autographs for maybe one or two hours till every fan, youngsters, got the autographs. One thing about we old timers, we had the fans at heart. We enjoyed being with the fans, enjoyed playing for them, and they're a great part of our baseball and society. I also want to thank Bill DeWitt for his wonderful remarks about my career. I knew Bill's father years ago, and we played him in the World Series in 1944. We had a great team, and we thought we could take the Browns fairly easy. That was the toughest World Series. We played because the Browns were always ahead of us. We're always trying to play catch-up. We could never... They won the first game. They won the third game, and we were always playing catch up. It was a tough series, and of course Bill's father was an outstanding executive. He loved baseball and did a lot for the St. Louis Browns. Cardinals always had a great tradition in the National League. They had great teams, but they also had great ball players. Fellas like Alexander and Hornsby and Frisch and Bottleman, Dizzy Dean, Gibson, Rock and Slaughter, Shaney's, Boyer and Marion, just to name a few. They were all most of them are in the Hall of Fame. And that's a great honor to go in the Hall of Fame, because the highest honor that any ball player can receive is getting into baseball's Hall of Fame. It's a great honor, and Cooperstown is a wonderful little village. They love baseball. They're promoting baseball, and they do a terrific job in the Hall of Fame. I always wanted to be a ball player. When I was young, that's all I ever did was play ball. And I played it often. I played it all, every time I had a chance. And one time I was pitching. When in high school, if you have the best arm, they always make you a pitcher. And I didn't like to pitch. I was wild. I wouldn't become a Warren Spahn as a pitcher. I was wild, but I could hit. One thing about me when I was young, or old too, I could always hit. You know, they say I'm a pretty nice guy, which I am off the field, but with a bat in my hand, I get mean. I get mean. Now, Lou Brock said some nice things about me, and I appreciate it. And Lou, when he came to the St. Louis Cardinals, in fact, he took my place in left field. And next year they won the pennant. They won the pennant in 64. It was because of Lou. If I was out there, they wouldn't have won. Of course, I was 42 at that time. I was ready to retire, which I did. And but Lou set the stage for base stealing, held the record for many, many years in baseball. You know, years ago, my friend James Michener would always tell me, he says, Stan, we're all getting older. Time is passing by pretty rapidly. If you like somebody and admire them, don't hesitate to tell them that you love them. James Michener. So, we love the great fans of St. Louis, Missouri. I appreciate this honor. Thank you very much. Oh, hold it. I forgot one other thing. I never leave home without my harmonica. Hey, Richard Heyman, do you have your harmonica? Do you? Come on up, Rich. One of the greatest harmonica players in our country, Richard Heyman.
Now, they're here to honor you and listen to you, Stan. I'm like you. I never leave the house without the harmonica, I know. But it's a great honor for me to stand up here and be beside you. And, of course, you're a lot younger than I am. And but I wish I could play the harmonica as well as you as you hit the baseball.
Oh, well, your baseball. Yeah.
It's a good thing he doesn't play the harmonica as well as he played baseball, because I never would have made a living with a harmonica player.
What are you going to do? We're going to play. place. You take me out to the bar.
Oh, okay. What key?
G. G.
Now, we're all going to
sing this song that we all know and love, and we're going to play Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And sing. You're all going to sing.
Wonderful. Hadn't this been a terrific morning? When that video of Stan Musial, it reminded me of the place we have in our hearts for Harry Carey, and I also have a space in my heart for the law enforcement people whom we met when we arrived here, talking about the Capitol Police and the Jefferson City Police and the Highway Patrol, and sadly we're reminded occasionally of the risks that they take, and we're always reminded of the wonderful job they do. It's that time, gentlemen. Governor Carnahan, will you lead the way? Governor Carnahan, Speaker of the House, Steve Gaw, and the artist, William J. Williams, will you proceed to this bronze bust? We'll see the work of Mr. Williams. We'll do this on account. We'll do this on a count of 1, 2, 3. When I say 3, we shall see the replica, the bronze bust of one of the greatest people, one of the greatest athletes this country has ever known. 1, 2, congratulations, Stan the Man. 3.